Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule. Yes, we are. All of us.
Hello and welcome to episode number 19.
Whether we like it or not.
Of Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Jag.
Yeah, and I'm Jag. I have a split personality today.
I definitely had to do that because you did it to me in MCCTV.
I did.
Okay, I'm Andy Mack.
She's Andy Mack.
I'm Andy.
She certainly is.
And we're your host for Mayan Calendar Cast. And this
part
is
part two.
Yeah.
The continuation of part one.
Of our conversation about consciousness and becoming co-creators. We're talking about the breakthrough celebration. We're going to be covering, in the last podcast I said we were going to give some announcements, which we never did. So maybe we should get those here in the front.
Yeah.
Before we get started. Want to let you know a couple of things.
Or maybe we should redo the first one.
No.
No.
No going back.
Okay.
It's still today, as of this recording, 6 Monique, but you're probably hearing this on another day of the Zolk'in round. That being the case, go check it out. Actually, you'll be able to check it out very soon on the website. That's one of the announcements I wanted to make. It is coming soon to the site, the Air Radio Daily Zolk'in. Now, Air Radiohead subscribers have had access to the new Daily Zolk'in for about a week. These pages will be added for public access in the next week or so. And if you'd like to be the first to know about what's happening at Air Radio, consider becoming an official Air Radiohead e-zine subscriber. Yes, you can be an Air Radiohead. All you have to do is hit the website at airstreamradio.com and sign up for the Air Radiohead e-zine, and you'll get goodies and upfront notices and articles and key critical updates faster than they hit the site. Your information is always protected by us. It's never sold, shared, or given away. And we hate spam as much as you do. So
we hate spam.
Yes, we do.
All kinds of spam. Any kind of spam. The Jack, kind that comes in email or the kind that comes in a can.
How do we feel about spam? That's right. That's how we feel about spam. Okay. Also, some very cool stuff happening over at Podcast Alley. Thank you for taking the time to vote. If you have voted, oh, wow. Just go ahead, take your elbow, take your right arm, put it out, put your left hand under your right elbow, and push it up over your left shoulder, and pat your back, because we thank you for voting. If you haven't voted, please consider doing so. We have been ranked, as of today, 159 out of 12,000 podcasts at Podcast Alley.
Because of your vote.
Yes. Now, everyone gets one vote per month, so you can't stack the votes. That means we can't stack the votes. We can't go vote.
We would if we could.
We've tried. We can't do
but
it.
But they've fixed that.
That's right.
Whole process. So,
it
keeps it all on the
up and up.
And the up and up. You know, this is the, what do you call that? The honor system.
That's right.
Yeah. But we are very appreciative of your support, casting your vote in favor of Airstream Radio.
Yeah.
And
for Mayan Calendar
and the programming provided here.
Because see what happens.
We love you for it. I love you for it.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I do.
I love you.
That means a lot.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Did that go over your head?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Jack. I do.
I know.
Okay. That's good. All right. So here's what happens.
It's good to be loved.
Aishiteru. That's a Japanese word that means love.
It means loving.
Yes, and when you say it to someone, it doesn't point
there's
to...
There's no I and there's no you.
That's right. It's just Aishiteru.
Loving.
Aishiteru. So. Yeah. So say that to your loved one, and they'll go, huh? All right. Anyway, what happens on Podcast Alley when you vote?
So is everyone else.
That's huh? true. When you vote for Mayan Calendar Cast, were this podcast, or no, let me rephrase, when this podcast makes it into the top 10, it has an opportunity to go out to many, many more people. And this could be a beneficial thing at large. So, consider doing so, and here's a reminder. You're listening to an Airstream Indie Radio podcast. We'd like to invite you to visit the forum at www.airstreamradio.com. Post your comments, your suggestions, whatever you have to say. Andy Mack and Jag will be there to answer you. If you'd like to send an email, send to airstreamradio@pobox.com. And please, remember to vote once a month for your favorite podcast at podcastalley.com. Visit the site, search for your favorite podcast, and vote. It really does matter. Your voice gets heard. Yes, it does. Okay, a couple of more announcements to share with you. This one has to do with what you can look for in upcoming episodes of Mayan Calendar Cast. We're going to be talking about what is a tune-based system and how does it work. We're going to be getting into the details.
It's good stuff.
We're also going to talk about how the classical calendar of the Maya and the dream spell are different and what you need to know if you are currently following the dream spell calendar.
And even more importantly, more valuable, I think, what you need to know if you're not following the
classical,
the true Mayan calendar.
Right.
And understanding the wave cycles of consciousness evolution revealed therein.
Correct, yes. We're also going to be talking, having a discussion and explaining the world tree and its meaning for today in light of recent historical and current events. Another show is going to cover insight into current events by looking at the invisible cross. Also, we're going to be talking about the difference between the 9 underworlds and 13 heavens and the great cycle, a.k.a. the long count.
We're going to talk about the planetary round of light, too.
Yes, we are.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Planetary light round. That's going to be a video as well, which will be very cool. And we're also last but not... Well, this isn't last. We're just giving you some highlights on what you can expect coming up soon. We're going to be talking about why the calendar ends 2011 and not 2012 in much more detail. So there it is.
Yeah.
Upcoming episodes.
What there seems to be a lot of emphasis on the end of the calendar, as in there is this monumentous event and people who are becoming aware of the Mayan calendar are kind of waiting for either 2012, or some are finding out it's, well, there's substantially credible reasoning behind why October 28, 2011 is more valid and more meaningful and applicable.
Why it's worth considering.
But that there's this event that will be taking place and people are kind of waiting to see.
Yeah.
But that's not, that if that's where the thinking is lies, the way people are looking at this thought process is amiss.
It's misplaced.
Because it is misplaced. This is not about an event.
Right.
It is about a journey.
Yeah.
A process.
Yes.
And what this means is getting in the flow of what is going on and moving with it.
Right.
So that when this end date comes, the preparation has been made.
Yes.
It has been grown into and become a part of the, you know, each of us, our being, our beingness, and our growth, and our consciousness, our awareness, and we grow and move with creation rather than waiting to see. If one is waiting to see,
right? Oh, what's going to happen when it ends?
It's quite likely that it's going to be missed.
Yeah. There is, along with what you've just said, Jack, which was very good, there is also this idea that, a lot of a fear attached to this end date. Like, oh,
doom and gloom.
You doom and gloom, yeah.
Fear and terror.
Right. And that tends to create a reaction, which is to arm's length or
resist.
To push it away. Right.
Resist.
And the resistance actually then kind of blocks, hinders understanding. And while there is a significant pattern that has existed all through the underworlds that Carl Johan Kalman was able to see encoded into the calendar, and if you have not yet looked at the MCCTV episodes 2 through 7, go and have a look. What it shows you is how the fifth day and the fifth night tend to be, well, I'm going to say tend, have been critical turning points in every single underworld.
Yeah, the fifth day is the largest inpouring of light, which occurs on every single level, on every underworld. Right now we're in the fourth night.
Coming up to the fifth day.
The fifth day begins November 24, 2006.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's November.
24.
That's right, 24. I'm sorry. 24, 2006.
The fifth day begins. Now, we actually begin to
feel
the light of the fifth day begins to come in the middle of May, around May. Which is what the Breakthrough Celebration is all about. May 22nd is...
May 27th, 28th,
2006. 27th and 28th is the process for preparing ourselves to become aware. Just basically making ourselves aware and that
preparing.
This is coming so that we can... Just being aware so that we're open to it. And this light is going to begin coming in and... You know, ahead of the fifth day.
Right. That's like what the light is there, but it's not seen yet. It's like previous.
But
this
it
is
will
a sine
have
wave.
Influence. Yeah, it will be
it begins,
influencing us.
So when you think of sine waves, if you
as
can picture.
As the fourth night ends, you know, just like our sunrise and our sunset, you know, you can see the light coming when you don't yet see the sun.
That's right.
And you're aware that it's, so that's what this Breakthrough Celebration is about, is it's the dawning of the fifth day.
Right.
The
you
greatest
know the days,
inpouring of light that we will have on this galactic level.
The day is coming, but you have not yet seen the sun. If you think of a sine wave or picture that in your mind, it moves up, it moves down. These frequencies that are moving through the Mayan calendar, think of it like a biorhythm. And if you picture that in your mind, you can see they go kind of over each other, right?
Yeah.
So
they,
we have fourth day,
they weave,
fourth night.
They weave through each other.
All right. But then you have this other frequency that's kind of coming in the middle of the fifth night, the beginning of the fifth. I mean, of the. Hold on. You have this frequency that's coming in the middle of the fourth night, which is the beginning of the fifth day. So it's really going over each other, you know? Kind of like you when I'm talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got to listen to each other today. It's Six Manique. So I'm going to do that. Okay? Do you agree to?
Yeah, another point that I wanted to bring out about the end date is that...
Oh, I want to interrupt you. Hold on.
Is that...
I'm joking.
This is the heralding. I mean, now, where we are now is the heralding of not a great catastrophe, mm-hmm. but of a dawning of a new era, a new age, a new... It's like humans are progressing. We will become what we have been waiting for all this time.
Hmm.
We are going to evolve into the next level. We went from Stone Age person to, you know, from Homo erectus to Homo sapien.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to take the next step from Homo sapien to... The big question mark. What do we call that?
Well, so far, what has been applied to it is conscious co-creators.
Conscious co-creators.
Has been applied to it.
One in enlightenment, where there will be no separation.
Right.
Between us
and that which is
in us. There will be no separation of any kind. Materialistic thinking and being, dualistic thinking, it'll all just... evaporate away.
Before you get too far that way, I want to make this point. Fifth day and fifth night. You said fifth day is the greatest inpouring of light in the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever underworld you're talking about, it mm-hmm. always seems that's a critical point. Let's talk about
it's a major turning
the
point.
Archetypal energy that rules the fifth day.
Mm-hmm.
And the archetypal energy ruling the fifth night are significant.
Mm-hmm.
In the Maya culture, the lord who ruled the fifth night, rules the fifth night, is Quetzalcoatl. The
Christ consciousness.
Christ consciousness.
The enlightenment consciousness.
The fifth night, ruled by Tezcatlipoca, which is the dark lord. So you have the light. These were brothers.
The Lord of Light.
You have the Lord of Light and you have the Lord of Darkness, which are, like in a sense, the yin-yang, or the two sides of this archetypal process.
Mm-hmm.
One is the light, one is the darkness. One is the incoming, one is the integration. One is the lesson, one is the application.
And the transformation.
Right.
The...
So we have the Lord of Light.
Did you say integration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Integration. So the fifth day, we're learning the lesson that light is boom opening up. In the fifth night, those lessons get applied. Now every time that has happened in every underworld, it has been somewhat of a tough time.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not to say, you know, we said end of the calendar, it's not about doom and gloom. And we do. This is an incredible, humongous, amazing, I can't even express with words. It's too big to express. I know you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you.
It's just too big to express what this is.
I'm enjoying what you're saying.
It's so exciting. Okay? But that is not to say there won't be some tough moments along the way when you're talking about...
The good thing here is that we are in an underworld where each day and each night of the 13 heavens on this underworld are a toon cycle. They're 360 days long.
Right.
So who knows how rough it's going to get on the fifth night? We don't know yet, but the good news is that
it
only lasts for 360 days.
Right.
So,
as opposed to the last one, 20 years.
20 in the previous.
And the previous to that, the national cycle, 397 years.
94, but that's
right.
Okay.
The cycle before that, 8,000
years. So
the cycle before that, 160,000 years. So
the fifth night energy, we don't have to, you know, it's not going to be 160,000 years long or 8,000
right.
years long or even 20 years long. It's going to be 360 days. So we get to go through a very accelerated rate of integrating all of this influx of light of the fifth day during the fifth night. You know, 360 days, we just got to remember, you know, where we're going.
Well, you know, think about the birth, to kind of give some concept for this, think about the birth process.
The birth process.
I know for the women listening, this might be a little easier, but that birth process, when the child is in the process of transformation from the womb world.
You mean like when a woman goes into labor?
Yes. when that is happening, the child is transforming. Yeah. Coming from the womb world to this world here, this, you know, earth world. Yeah. And that is not comfortable. It's not a comfortable moment for either. Not for the child, not for the mom.
Right.
But when the child is born, there's great joy.
Yeah.
Great joy. Thank you, you know. It's over.
You know, the labor pain is... what, soon forgotten?
Yes,
rapidly forgotten?
Immediately.
Immediately forgotten.
Because look what has been produced.
Okay.
A new life. And that's where we're heading toward being the new man.
The
mankind.
The new what?
The new mankind. The new humanity. Hmm. Now, is that going to happen at the end of the fifth night? No, not necessarily according to the schedule. That's a pretty hefty time, though, of
Still
transformation.
Still have a few more tune cycles to go
through.
That's right.
Because there is still, you know, once this occurs, they're still getting used to what this is about.
Right.
Right? Sixth day and sixth night. We'll be talking more about the archetypal energies of the sixth day, sixth night, and
the seventh day.
And of course, the universal consciousness is still yet to come. That begins February 10th, 2011. And in that cycle,
look out.
Each day and each night.
20 days.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the entire length of the ninth underworld, the final underworld.
Right.
The universal consciousness
cycle.
Underworld.
Yeah.
Is the total length of it is 260 days. It is one Zolk'in round.
Mm-hmm.
So each day and each night will be 20 days.
Right.
Things
so that
will
fifth night will
step
only be
up
20.
In frequency by a factor of 20.
Yes.
So what's taking what we're going experiencing now, where things are happening in cycles of 360 days, the amount of event that is occurring in 360 days
will be compressed.
That previously was occurring in 20 years. Now 360 days. February 10, 2011 will be occurring every 20 days.
Yeah. So this is why the breakthrough
acceleration
and this question we're talking about, I think, is a very valuable one and beneficial to you, because when you think about all that's happening now in a year, happening in 20 days, see, this is where we're going according to the pattern encoded in this sacred calendar of the Maya. That being the case, when time steps up and shifts again, don't you think it would be wise to prepare?
Now.
Now.
Get ready. Yeah.
And how can we do that? One, we can discuss with each other. We can talk to each other. We can...
become aware of the...
that's two.
The daily Zolk'in.
That's a big one.
The tones, the galactic tone energies, and the daily solar glyph energies, which
right.
help to... tune our consciousness.
Which I mentioned earlier is coming within the next few days. It'll be publicly available. Everyone can check the daily Zolk'in each day.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning of the glyph, the key meaning, the meaning of the tone or frequency, and begin to simply, and it's this simple, you just look at the glyph and you consider that glyph and the tone throughout your day. Believe it or not,
and
it's that simple.
Combined with getting together with other people,
yes,
community or other, you know, group activities that center around this preparation process.
Yes.
Another
good thing
those events will be posted and available, where there will be like geographic locations and listings of events where people can attend and participate.
Yes. That's new on the forum. Breakthrough, celebration, discussion, and events listings. So if you have something to post, you can do that on the forum at airstreamradio.com. So that's another thing. Another key is knowing when you stepped into the river of time. Knowing your Mayan birth date. That's a good one. Jag, your original point about the beginning of the national underworld, that being the fall, and at this fall point came writing in buildings and nations and the advent of linear time. Moving out of living in timelessness,
right,
to living in time.
Becoming aware of time.
Yeah. So since Egypt 3,000 years ago to now, we have really perfected linear time.
5,000 years ago.
Right. Okay, yes. Yes. 5,000 years. So the Gregorian calendar at one time did have the year of our Lord, the Latin.
Yeah, the Anno Domini.
It was there.
A.D.
But it has slowly been squeezed out. Right? Until now, at one time it was there.
As we have progressed along in this materialist worldview fashion, the spiritual aspect of even of the
Gregorian.
What did exist in the Gregorian calendar has eroded.
Yeah, it's gone.
Diminished.
It's now entirely
It got abbreviated
economy.
To A.D., mm-hmm. and then the A.D. got dropped, and now we use C.E., Common Era.
Right, so it's really been wrung out.
Mm.
And
if you can remember, there are historical documents, and one that comes to mind, being that I'm, live in the United States, is the Declaration of Independence, where they date things, it's in the year of our Lord, 1776,
mm-hmm.
whatever. We don't call it in the year of our Lord.
No, we don't.
Anymore, haven't for a long time.
Right. Ultimately, if you think about it, what ends when the Mayan calendar ends?
The endless repetition of physical cycles with no beginning and no end.
Right. So linear time.
Which lends itself entirely to a sense of
hopelessness.
No purpose, hopelessness. So the nearer we draw to this closing of the measurement of linear time, the nearer we draw to
the end of hopelessness.
The end of hopelessness, or the nearer we draw to hope and to richness of being, wholeness of being,
and to living in the now, and to operating in concert with creation
itself. Being one with creation.
Come on. This is exciting
stuff. Where all of us are so aware of each other all at the same time, it's like we won't need a phone company anymore.
That's right. That's
Everyone's
right.
just going to know. There will be a knowingness
yes.
of one another. And the absolute best thing to occur at any given time for the benefit of all.
Yes.
There will be no more opposites, no more, light, dark, up, down, good, bad, male, female. It will just all be one.
Now,
oneness, unity.
I've seen the question.
Love, just pure, nothing but light and love. How much more grand can it get than that?
Yeah.
No more pain or suffering or sorrow.
Well, I want to address something I've seen in the feedback, and I want you to know, as a listener, what you have to say and the questions you raise and the comments you raise are very much a part of what makes this podcast pop. This is the stuff that helps us to understand where to take things and what to talk about.
Yeah, what we're saying, how it's registering.
Right.
What kind of meaning is coming across to the listener base, and it draws more from us.
Exactly.
We see where if we are not being clear, or if we're being too, if we're getting into too much detail or not enough detail, or where things need to be expressed or brought out more clearly. And
right, it really helps
us. It's part of the process. You are part of this creative process. We need you. We need your input. We rely on it.
So here's some input that came in. This one says, okay, it's actually a conversation going back and forth, but here's the kind of the specific question. So my question, or another, is if this proves to be the course of things, referring to the process of evolution depicted in the mind calendar, then what tangible differences will there be in life as we know it? Co-creators, you say? Well, I say we co-create today, consciously or unconsciously. Heck, I see people who are masters in their own right over how they create and are affected by their creations in their lives right now. I don't see that we cannot ever not create. Furthermore, will the self-centeredness of humans continue with this newfound power that you say is coming when we step up to becoming co-creators?
Okay. How can you be a co-creator and be self-centered?
Well, that was my first question. But I want...
It's not
point
possible.
Point is made. So let's do address this idea of, are we co-creators now? Well, we have always had within us creative intelligence, divine intelligence, God, if you will. How could we not? The spark of life, which is not something that can ever be put back by anybody, no matter how talented of a doctor they are, once it's gone, it's gone. Spirit is what gives us our movement and our ability to come and go and do as we please. It's the spark of life, and that we cannot create. That comes from the Creator. Now, okay, that's Andy Mack's definition. If you ascribe to it, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. I don't see how you can be alive without the spark of life. Sorry.
No, you can't.
I just don't see it. As soon as the spark of life leaves a physical body, that body starts to, well...
get real stinky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It starts to do things that we don't like to look at too much. The point being...
worm food.
Yeah. The point being, here we are. We have spirit in us. We have this spark of life. The Creator is in us, always has been. It's part of our makeup. We're made that way from the factory. So, yes, we can, through our thoughts, which are part and parcel of how we function, the mind... or the body follows the mind.
Yeah, we can create.
We can create, obviously. Look around.
On a certain level.
But we're talking about co-creators.
Anybody created a solar system lately?
Or a galaxy?
You know? Yeah.
And I'm talking about in this form we call human.
Yeah.
There's the point right there.
We're
not talking about leaving this place and going off. I don't know what happens there. I'm not going to tell you that I do. Yes, I have some senses about things, maybe some thoughts about that, you know, quote unquote afterlife. But that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about people being here in this body.
On this earth.
Co-creating.
Yeah, who will be physical form and pure light, like, all at the same time.
Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Greatly reduces the demand on natural resources.
True.
No more need to, you know, strip mine huge monstrous holes in the earth to build an aluminum airplane or pump fossil fuel from the ground and...
right.
And contribute to, you know... plate shifts and tsunami, you know, thought will become very, very productive.
Yeah, good word. I'm going to throw something in here that might be of interest to folks listening. I had a conversation with a man who was extremely well educated in fish and oceanography and the whole thing having to do with the ocean, the sea, and the creatures in it. And in our conversation, now this is years ago, this knowledge affected my life from that point forward. He explained to me that sharks, well, he said fish do not die. And I looked at him and said, whoop, excuse me? I don't see that. I've seen fish floating in the river before.
I've seen fish, yeah, wash up on shore.
He said, oh, yeah, pollution will kill them. And other fish eat other fish. But if a fish left in its pure environment, it will not die. It lives forever.
With, you know, absent the industrial toxic waste, etc.
Yeah, pumped into the ocean. Or if it doesn't get eaten by another fish, it, in fact, he told me sharks have been found that were several thousand years old. Now, I have seen scientific evidence to this fact. There are human cells in petri dishes, and what has been discovered is that the cell in its proper environment does not die. There's some interesting food for thought for you, for the people who say, well, we're not meant to live forever in this human form. Oh,
you mean,
really?
You mean we can not die?
Correct. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that somewhat, thrilling.
The thought has existed for a long, long time, and it's been written about. You know, that there would come a time where there would be people.
There would be a people
who
shall not taste death.
Wouldn't die. And, you know, yeah, I'd say that's worth doing some preparation for.
Yeah.
The closer we get, the more intense, you know, as things seem that they're getting intense, creation, the process is accelerating. The more that occurs, And the faster that it seems like it is occurring, while at the same time, creation is allowing for that much more possibility to occur as well.
Yes.
So we're living in a time, literally, figuratively, of
limitless.
More and more possibility.
Yes.
Yeah, unlimited, no limit possibility.
Yep, Jack. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
We're being able to dream more, to imagine bigger, more differently than ever before. And as it progresses, that will become more and more so.
So, to quickly just recap that idea.
If we can imagine it, we can become it.
Of what linear time being no more does not mean the end, the destruction of all things. Is that possible? Well, there is evidence to show the possibility of that exists.
Sure.
But I honestly, in the base of my being, feel that if there are even a handful, that they can. Ross, you asked, do we have choice? I say, even a handful can affect through choosing to work with creation in this grand design. How you feeling, Jack?
I'm loving it.
Me too.
Yeah.
So hang tight for episode 20 because it's just going to get better.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, we've got some homework to do and some preparation to do, but
yeah
we're looking forward to bringing more to you.
Yeah.
Keep the emails, the feedback coming.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do.
Really appreciate it very much and enjoy. We look forward to it. And, just keep it coming.
Yeah, there have been some very good changes at the forum, hopefully making it a little easier to navigate. You can go there and you'll see 2006 current podcasts lists Mayan Calendar Cast, and you can post feedback there. You'll get answers there, and we'll talk about what you have to say right here in Mayan Calendar Cast.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we might even, you know, drag your name through.
That's right, through the light.
A whole show too. So if you're brave,
go for it.
Yeah, put your name on your homework.
In Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh.
I'm Andy Mack.
I am another you. Jag Daddy. Coming at you.
Don't forget to vote at podcastalley.com. We'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all.